Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Jason with the Trading Card Podcast. Today is August 15th, 2016, and you're actually listening to episode number 2. It's been a little while since I've done this. Episode number 1 was back in December, but kind of had some life changes come up, moved out of state, just had a couple of things going on, so it kind of put everything on the back burner. But I'm back with episode number 2, and I kind of thought today was a good day to do this, considering Topps just celebrated National Baseball Card Day this past Saturday on August 13th. You might have noticed they also celebrated a little bit on the 12th. Apparently there were some Major League Baseball players giving out packs of cards to, I don't know if it was fans in general or just kids or what it was, but they were giving some cards out Friday night, but the majority of people got packs on Saturday. Give you a little breakdown of how the set was dispersed and what could be included in your packs. So essentially, it's a 50-card set that was supposed to be available at hobby stores on Saturday, August 13th. So essentially, what you could do is go to that hobby store. You were supposed to get a 6-pack of cards just for being in the store that day. And then if you spent $10, you were also supposed to get card number 50, which was Chris Bryant. I'm not sure if it was, you know, for every $10 or if it was, you know, $10 no matter what gets you a card, or if it was every 10. So if you spent 30, you got 3 cards. I saw it both ways when I attended a few stores on Saturday. I actually went to 6 stores in the Pittsburgh area. So kind of today's podcast is going to be a little bit of my experiences and what I saw and what was supposed to happen on Saturday. So, but getting back into it, 50 card set, number 50 was Chris Bryant, and that was exclusive to those who spent $10. There was also a giveaway of an Ultra Pro One Touch if you spent the $10, so you got the Bryant and the One Touch for your purchases. And it said on Topps website actually that there was a limited number of Ultra Pro One Touches going to be handed out. So I don't know if it was, you know, certain level stores got the One Touches, or if they gave out, you know, 50 per store as opposed to a couple hundred packs. You know, I don't know what the distribution was on that. See, 50 card set, 6 card packs, and then the Bryant. There was also, I saw a few packs that weren't necessarily National Baseball Card Day. They were, I want to say 5 cards, I can't remember off the top of my head, 4 or 5 cards of Top Series 1, and then there also was a coupon and then a bunt code. So those came in a clear cellophane pack, and if you look on the Topps website, Topps Twitter has it today. Right about 4:45, they put a tweet out, show us your favorite baseball card day card you got from your local hobby store for a chance to win an autographed card. So if you see this tweet and you look at the picture, you can see that these autographs resemble the Topps base set this year. Looks like 1, 2, 3, 6, 10, looks like there's 15 people in this autograph set. So it looks like, from their picture, you know, Buster Posey, Fernandez, Syndergaard, Will Myers, Addison Russell, Machado, Seager, actually doesn't look like 15, I see they duplicated a few, so maybe half that. Jose Fernandez is in the set. So definitely some good autographs in that set. Not exactly sure how you were able to get those. I'm thinking they were in the packs that came with the Top Series 1 cards. It was almost like a sample pack, but they were just the regular cards. There was no special foil stamping or anything like that. But these autographs do have a foil stamping. It says National Baseball Card Day, and then there's the little silver, it looks like the MLB authenticated hologram. So say like Buster Posey, It's right beside his signature on that card. Now, I don't know what the print run was on these, what the distribution rate was in those packs. I know one of the stores I went to gave me a few of those packs, maybe three or four. I didn't get any autographs. Not that I expect an autograph out of that many packs, but these were kind of maybe like an unadvertised special. These were a nice little insert. They've been giving them away on their Twitter, and also MLB, and maybe even MLBPA was giving some away over the weekend, you know, doing little contests on Twitter. Show us your favorite card. Show us where you're going. And the hashtag is Baseball Card Day, so if you want to go back and look these up. But these autographs look to be the most appealing part of this promotion. But then again, I don't know how they were distributed, and they were almost like a surprise. So, you know, but these definitely have the stars. Now, in the regular Baseball Card Day packs, there are, you know, they have this, the set has its own design. So these 50 cards have their own design. Personally, I kind of like it better than the regular tops. But, you know, these 50 guys, Baumgartner, going down the checklist here, Bryce Harper, Correa, David Ortiz, Miguel Cabrera, kind of all your typical stars from the from every team. You know, there's Kyle Schwarber, Jose Bautista, Corey Seager. So there's a couple rookies or, you know, your all-stars, your typical stars. And then there's a 14-card autograph set. Print runs vary. There's Correa, Lindor, Greg Bird, DeGrom, Chris Bryant, and then there's an Ichiro. So, you know, some of the ones that I didn't mention, Trey Turner, Marcus Stroman, those are out of 160. Guys like Schwarber, Chris Bryant are out of 95. DeGrom's out of, Schwarber and Bryant are out of 55. DeGrom's out of 95. Ichiro's out of 15. So, kind of limited, but kind of varying print numbers as well. I did see an Ichiro on eBay. I'm not sure what it finished at or if it's still active, but I did see one out there. If you are searching on eBay, just be careful, because I've kind of been looking myself. There are some Topps Bunt digital Baseball Card Day cards, and there are autographs in there as well. And I actually almost bought one thinking that it was the actual card, because I thought the guy had a really good price. Well, come to find out, it was a Topps Bunt digital card. So be careful. They're very, very confusing. They look exactly like the cards that were handed out in the stores. And if they don't, if the eBay seller doesn't list it correctly, it's very confusing. So just be careful with that. Now, you know, my experiences on Saturday, I went to six stores, tried to hit seven in the Pittsburgh area. It was very difficult trying to drive and find all these stores, but, you know, I did hit six, and I can tell you for sure that there were some, you know, some good stores and some bad stores and a couple in between. So I won't name any of the names of the stores, just to kind of protect everybody. But, you know, I went to six stores, kind of made a loop. First store I hit was actually the best store that I went to, and I probably should have stopped and just cut my losses. But went to a store, spent $35 or $40. Was given everything that I should have been given. You know, I got my Chris Bryant's. They actually gave me three, so I must have spent somewhere in the 30s. I think it was more 35. They gave me three Chris Bryant's, gave me two or three Ultra Pros, gave me a handful of packs from Baseball Card Day, and also a handful of packs that were just the Top Series one. So that visit, you know, I was there 30 minutes. I was one of the first ones there that day. A couple of people came in after me, but, you know, talked to the owner. Everything was good. We kind of had some nice conversation. Perfect. And I thought, okay, this would be great. I'll go to the next store, kind of do the same thing, spend $20-$30. Wasn't the case. So the next store I went to, actually, there was myself and another gentleman in there, and then two people working the store. Nothing was mentioned of baseball card day. You know, they asked me if I needed help or anything like that, which I didn't. I was just kind of browsing. Nothing was really mentioned. I made sure I spent my $10, knowing what the promotion was and kind of also testing to see what the different stores were going to do. I knew how many stores I was going to go to. I knew kind of what I was looking for. And I also kind of knew that I probably was going to do this podcast about it. So I kind of wanted to definitely, you know, keep track and take some notes. So kind of browsed around. I think I spent $11. I wanted to make sure I hit the $10 mark. I think I bought a binder and a couple vintage packs that were like, I say vintage, but probably more junk wax era packs, 50 cents to a dollar, just something that I haven't had for a while. So spent my $10 or $11, was given one pack of cards that was the National Baseball Card Day design, not the other pack of tops that was the Top Series 1. So I got my one pack, did not get my Chris Bryant, and did not get the Ultra Pro One Touch. So, you know, for me, going out of my way, you know, going to a store and specifically spending $10 or $11 knowing what the promotion is, I was kind of a little disappointed that it was never mentioned. I never brought it up. You know, I'm not one to make a big fuss, so definitely was upset, but at the same time, I'd already had three from the previous store, so not such a big deal. I was more interested in the pack, because I actually was going to try to make the 50-card set myself. Next store I went to was so-so. Wasn't what I had hoped. It was kind of the store that I was looking forward to going to. Guys I had seen around and shows in the area. I think it's kind of a newer store, but I'm not sure. Newer place, definitely. But was there, and it was not a neat facility. That's an understatement. I feel like my 2-year-old son's room on its worst day was still pristine compared to this place. Very messy, very, you know, unorganized and not customer service friendly. I kind of was looking around. There was another guy in there who was looking to buy boxes. I kind of paid attention. We were the only ones there for a few minutes. Nothing was said about baseball card day to neither one of us. A mom came in with two kids. I'm assuming her kids or a kid and a friend or whatever. But the kids actually asked the owner about the promotion in not so many words. You know, they didn't come out and say baseball card day, but they kept saying, you know, the free packs or yada yada. They knew there was something going on, and actually it took a few minutes for the owner to realize what they were talking about. So, but he did eventually say, oh yeah, baseball card day, if you spend $10, here's what the special is. He did eventually tell that customer and then a couple other customers that came in after that. So, you know, maybe it was early, no big deal. So I bought $11 worth of supplies, made sure I hit that $10 again, and I actually had to remind the owner, oh yeah, you're running that special, huh? So he was like, oh yeah, you did spend $10. So kind of was a little disheartening that he had just talked about it and then he almost forgot, you know. But he actually did give me the pack, a baseball card day, that design, gave me the Chris Bryant, and actually gave me the One Touch as well. So, you know, even though he wasn't maybe up to speed on everything, he definitely did come through in the end, you know, 3 for 3, I guess. I don't really know if I should consider that Topps pack as a goal since that wasn't necessarily advertised. But fourth store I went to was actually a store in one of the malls. Kind of walked to the door. Excuse me. Walked to the door. Saw that it was jerseys and helmets and not your typical card store. It was more of a memorabilia store. So knowing full well that I wasn't going to get out of there probably with, you know, 10 or 15 bucks and stuff, it was going to cost me a little bit more. I kind of just turned around and left. So, you know, that one's on me, kind of maybe not doing my research. But store number five, actually walked in, very small place. They were actually having a Magic tournament. Was not your typical card store. It was called a sports card store in the title, but I would say it was probably 90% Magic. I actually only spent $3 or $4, just bare minimum. I wasn't even trying to do anything. It was just a couple things that I actually saw that I wanted. Some old cheap packs of 1991 line drive, minor league baseball. So bought a few of those. Again, didn't spend the $10, but at the same time, the guy working was more concerned about the Magic tournament than baseball card day. Actually, there was no mention of baseball card day. No mention, nothing on the counter, you know, not even a flyer, no packs out like they'd been handing them out earlier. It, you know, nothing at all. So I hate to say it, but when I see a store like that, I kind of think they're probably just taking them and selling them on eBay. So that's kind of a little upsetting. And then actually store number six I went to, they kind of have weird hours. You know, their weekly hours, I want to say, are 3 to 7. And then on Saturday, it's like 2 to 6, or it was definitely 2 o'clock, but it's like 2 to 6 or 2 to 7, something like that. So I would say definitely the owner, it's a store I've never been to. So I would say the owner probably has, you know, a full-time job or something else going on during the day, or it just isn't worth it to him to be open earlier in the morning. I will say I was there at 2:15. They were supposed to open at 2, and I actually stood outside for 15 minutes because I was on the phone with my wife. So I was actually there at 2, stood outside until about 2:15, trying to go open the door, and it was still locked. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe the guy was in there, didn't realize the door was locked. I never knocked or anything like that. And it wasn't a store where you could see in, so he probably couldn't even tell that I was standing outside. So, all in all, I probably should have stopped at store number one. You know, I got everything I wanted, plus even spent 30 bucks and got something that I personally wanted myself. You know, so I got, out of 6 stores, I guess technically 5 since the one wasn't open, but out of 5 stores, the best store was the first one. But every store was completely different in my opinion. You know, the first store knew exactly what was going on, knew what day it was, what they were giving out, and how much you had to spend. You know, the next store kind of knew what was going on, didn't really promote it. And to me, you know, if you're not promoting it, it's not really worth your time. To me, if that was my store, or if I was any of these stores, as soon as somebody comes in, I would say, hey, it's baseball card day, you know, blah, blah, blah. If you spend 10 bucks, you get a Chris Bryant and an Ultra Pro One Touch. You know, that Ultra Pro One Touch is $1.50, $2, depending on where you're at. So that right there might get somebody to spend $10 instead of $8. You know, and I don't think it costs these stores anything. You know, they're wholesale with Tops or with one of the distributors, I'm sure. But I don't think any of the stores actually had to put out money, or I would doubt very much money for this promotion. So coming from a retail background like I do, you know, it's all sales and add-ons. If this was my store, I would definitely make sure these people know. And honestly, I knew the promo going into that store, and the guy didn't really tell me until I was checking out. And he said, oh, it's baseball card day, here's your free pack. Never said anything about spend $10 and get a Chris Bryant and a One Touch, which granted, even when I spent $10, they never gave it to me. So maybe that was their plan all along. I'm not real sure. But all in all, I think it was a good promotion. I think Topps needs to work on, you know, some sort of system, you know, some way of checking when I know it's impossible. But, you know, I saw cards on eBay Thursday night, maybe Friday night, but definitely one of those days prior to baseball card day. So kind of makes me think, you know, some of these stores didn't do it the right way and took this stuff and it was just free money to them essentially. And then if they get an autograph or something, you know, that's an extra 20 or 30 bucks. I mean, even if you hit the lowest guy like Piscotty or Greg Bird, you know, you're probably still looking 10, 15 bucks just because they're from a special promotion. So definitely a good promotion. I hope to see it continue. I liked it, you know, back in 2003 or 4, whatever year that was, when all the companies were in on it and it was a sports set as opposed to just a baseball set. I'd love to see that again. Get Leaf, Upper Deck, Panini, get all of them in there. You know, will it happen? Maybe, maybe not. I'm going to go with probably maybe not. But, you know, as a collector, that's something I would love to see. So the other thing I wanted to go on to next was today there was actually a Topps Now relic card released of Mookie Betts. Didn't seem like they were moving as fast as the Ichiro did, and I actually was one that purchased an Ichiro out of 99. But I was ready for it. Yeah, I was ready at 1 o'clock waiting for those Topps Now to post. But last I checked, I'm actually going to go check right now. Last I checked, there were still some Mookie Betts out of 99 and 249 available. And that was probably half an hour after they were released. So I'm looking now to see. Looks like everything's out of stock now. So the prices weren't as expensive as Ichiro. The 101 was only $699.99 instead of $1,000 for Ichiro. I think personally that's still a little high. I mean, it's Mookie Betts. You know, it's $300 difference. I think a 101 Mookie would probably be more closer to $499, but, you know, I can't blame Topps for doing it. Somebody bought it, so obviously they know what they're doing more than I do. But, you know, so I would love to see more of this, more of the relics, more autographs. Not so sure that I like the parallels of the relics. Nice cards, but I think that kind of washes it down a little bit, I guess you would say. Washes it down. I think it waters it down a little bit. I thought it was nice when they did Hosmer, you know, limited to 99, first come, first serve, done. Ichiro was nice, but obviously with Mookie now being the second time they did the parallels, they're going to keep doing it. I'm curious to see if any of the Ichiros that were just sold for the 3,000th hit, any of the bases come with autographs. You know, I know they did a couple. They did Brandon Crawford earlier. They did Ichiro once already out of 10. So I'm kind of hoping to see another autograph out of 10 from Ichiro, but I haven't noticed any. So if you guys see any, definitely send it my way. But I think actually today, I think that's going to be it. I think I'm just going to do a short one today. Typically, I'm going to try to keep this, when it's just me, probably try to keep it 30 minutes to an hour, something like that. But not real sure what the schedule is going to be for this. If it's going to be, you know, once a week, it's kind of probably going to depend on my schedule. And then I do have somebody, Ken Kinsley, actually, that writes with me on Beans Ballcard Blog. I guess actually I write with him, but we're actually going to do some co-hosting together here and there, so it's going to kind of be a free-for-all, I guess you could say. But if you want to follow us, you can actually follow this podcast on Spreaker. I believe you can subscribe, so every time we put up a new podcast, you'll actually get notified, and I believe it's going to post to Twitter. Our Twitter that you can follow is T Card Podcast, And then if you, you know, want to send us an email, send me something, questions, you can send it to tradingcardpodcast@AOL.com. It'll actually be me answering the emails and me answering the tweets most likely. So this is a recorded episode. It's not live. But once we get to hang of this a little bit, and once I get to hang of it more so than anybody, I definitely want to do some live episodes so you guys can chat along with me. Let me know what you think. You know, I'm no professional, but definitely want to hear some thoughts, some ideas, something you'd like to see. I know for me, I want to get some industry people on from today and then from years ago. I have a couple people in mind that I'm not going to mention yet, just in case I do get them. But I definitely want to get some people that had some connections to the older brands. I won't mention specific names, but I'm hoping to get, you know, some people from Fleer and Pacific and Classic and Scoreboard and all those kind of things, just to kind of, I love the history of trading cards. So, that's definitely what I'm going to delve into the most. But like I said, shoot me an email, send me a tweet. You can actually follow me at Jason Dean Martin, or like I said, the podcast at T-Card Podcast on Twitter. So definitely let me know what you think, and we will see you next time.